Welcome back. It's another week of Top Model Rewind.
Top Model Rewind.
Alex and Danielle. I am Alex. That's Danielle.
I'm Danielle.
Our voices are very different.
Yeah, but you probably, but still, there's something with, even when you're listening to people with two different voices, sometimes you really can't tell.
Sometimes you flip them after they introduce. Yeah. You're like, ah, no. And you flip them in your head.
I feel like unless the person, it's like a boy girl combo, you usually don't know who's talking until you've been listening to a podcast for at least like a month.
Yeah. You have to have seen their faces several times and like.
That helps too.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
you
watching
will never
interviews.
See our faces.
Nope. Never. No, actually, you might on why the
You
flip.
Might. Be, this Ooh. Really ties in super well. That
this was
totally
such
accidental.
An amazing segue. I'm so good at segues.
That was super smooth.
Thank you.
So we are on another podcast this week. It'll be out by the time this episode comes out.
Yes.
I had already been on it. It's a Why the Flick, a movie podcast with my friend, our friend now, Claire. and she hosts a movie podcast. And I was on to discuss Elvis last season. And this time she had us both on. Mm-hmm. And we talked about The Menu. So
if you like that movie, you should definitely listen to it because we loved it. So.
Even if you don't like the movie, still listen to it. Or if you haven't watched it, you can watch it on HBO Max.
Watch it before you listen.
Mm-hmm. I do recommend watching before you listen. Mm-hmm. But if you're never, ever, ever going to watch it, just go ahead and listen.
Or if you don't care about spoilers at all, if that doesn't bother you, go ahead
If you really love knowing the plot and every single plot twist and turn before you watch something.
Because we go over them. Yeah.
then it's a good
great one.
Listen.
A great listen. Gotta watch. Semi-watch, because apparently there might be videos.
Yeah, I think there will be a few clips, not a lot, but she'll probably have a few clips that she'll put on her Instagram and TikTok. And and follow Why the Flick, because she does
great
stuff.
Yeah.
She's constantly posting way more than we do.
No, she's great. daily, almost.
And is very organized, way more than we are. Basically, a better produced podcast. So if you're into that, if you're into quality
and
that sort of thing.
Just because we use the free Zoom and she uses the fancy thing you purchase.
I'm sure there's more that goes in the production that we don't
do.
But, I recommend
it. It's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
It was
so
fun.
Listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a great podcast.
It was really, really, really great. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this episode of Top Model was a commercial episode.
Yeesh.
So we don't have any photos to talk about this time.
Yeah.
It starts out with Jennifer being proud of Ray for not talking about how much she misses her daughter.
What is this?
I was like,
who says that? This must have been like right before Jennifer said that. Ray must have been like, I know I don't talk about it a lot, but I do miss my daughter a lot. And I know I just don't want to be that mom that like talks about her daughter a lot. And Jennifer's like, yeah, no. Supporting
You're
her.
You're doing such a good job not talking about your daughter.
And I think they just cut in like Jennifer's reaction of like, I'm so proud of you for not saying you miss your daughter. Like, what?
Yeah. The daughter's bet like watching this like years from now, I'm like, what?
What does that mean?
Yeah. She wasn't talking about how much she missed me. That's so sad.
Mm.
I think it's just like a typical, I mean, so many of these models this time are like 18 years old.
True.
They don't give a fuck if you have a kid. They're not interested in your child.
They are like, I do not have friends that have kids. And if they had kids, I am not their friend anymore.
Yeah, they're dead to me.
Yep. they don't exist. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. Like, I'm in a very similar boat where I don't have kids. I probably won't have kids for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And that life is just not my life, you know? And
it's
so different than a life without kids is so different with a life with kids. It's hard
so
to
bizarre.
Connect with people sometimes.
It is. Yeah. But it's also like, it's nice. It's nice. I used to hate children. Used to. Starting to come around because friends have children.
And you're around them more often.
And you're around them more often. And it's like, wow, these you're kids. Like,
okay, they're
okay. These kids are
sweet.
This is sometimes. Really sweet. Sometimes they're very sweet. And I don't ever want to be around them when they're not sweet.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate those sweet moments.
When they're cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I get it. I mm-hmm. get being like a person who's just like, I mm-hmm. don't really connect with you when you're talking about
Oh, I mean, I also think it's like insulting to like think that you do understand where a parent is coming from when you're not a parent. Like, but also yeah, I, to a certain degree, I guess. But yeah.
It would be nice, I think. I'm sure she would think it was nice if they were like, oh, you really miss your daughter, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, can you tell me about her?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I'm sure Ray would appreciate that.
Being enthusiastic, but yeah.
I think she does realize, she's like, oh, these are just like 18-year-old girls and they just have no concept of having a kid.
Yeah, so this was weird, though.
Probably is not the move.
It was weird because it like tunneled into like Jennifer saying that and then Ray being like, mm-hmm. you know, I really like Nicole. And you're just like, okay. You said she didn't
now
have a
soul.
Now
you like Nicole.
But okay. Sorry. I just.
Yeah. What's with this turnaround saying that?
What the hell? Flip flopper.
You suddenly think Nicole is cool and quirky and has this kind of like cool,
ooh,
nerdy energy about her, which is
nice,
accurate.
Awkward energy. And I just love it. I was like, wow. Wow. Did you go tell everyone else that you told she didn't have a soul?
Yeah, it was definitely like weird having these two episodes back to back. I do think that I don't think Ray was talking mad shit about Nicole.
Probably
like
not.
I think she maybe said like that one thing, maybe a few other things.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that this is an example of how when a person who is probably more toxic than the rest of the house gets mm-hmm. kicked out of the house, and then like it turns out everyone else is not like their presence was
Whoa.
Actually making the rest of the house worse.
Whoa.
So I think that's what happened when Kara got kicked
out. Yeah.
People started being a little nicer because they didn't have
that reinforcement. Kara. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't want to. I mean, there's still.
It's a powerful influence when you're. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about it last episode or whatever episode it was. We did the ghosties. We didn't talk about it, but I thought it was very funny that Kara was like looking up to Brittany, like she's so competitive and cutthroat. I would have never thought of that. Like she was like so like, oh.
Yeah, and you're like, oh.
Wow.
I don't know if Kara was like uber competitive or was like uber cutthroat. She was just kind of
mean. No. Kara says that about Brittany because Brittany like doesn't answer other models, Laura and Nicole, when they're like in the subway. She's like, I don't know. And they run away and Kara's like, wow, that was sneaky and deceptive. I just don't think like that. That was awesome. It was like she was aspiring to be.
You thought she was aspiring?
Yeah.
I thought she was kind of like, oh, that was like.
Oh, no. I thought it was like admirable. Like she was like admiring Brittany.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know. I just think that maybe Kara being gone has made it so the house is a little bit of a nicer place to be. I mean, I think there still are tensions and there still will be. But it is better than it was with
her in
the house.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, when you hate one person so much and you influence everyone else like on that thought all the time. Yeah. Like, and you go away and people don't actually care that much. Yeah. Like there's going to be a change because there's not this just like vitriol between two people.
Yeah, for sure. So anyway, yeah, they have a little hair flipping competition. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Nicole proposes it. She's fun. She can do fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She's just chill. She's fun, but she's chill, you know? I think there was like also in the recap episode, her and Sunday were like having this like whipped cream eating like silliness going on in the confessional, apparently. So this is in the recap.
That sounds very fun.
Yeah, it does sound fun. So I think that she is a fun girl, but
she's a fun lass.
Yeah. Is a little chiller than the rest.
Awkward and chill energy. That's what Ray said.
Yeah. Then we hear, I feel like Laura's probably talked about her being dyslexic already. Mm-hmm. But this is the first time I think we're talking about her being dyslexic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that becomes a thing this episode. Because it is about, like, learning lines and reading teleprompters. And that is just not her forte bag. Because she is dyslexic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally fine. It's kind of like on this show, they make it seem like you have to be able to do everything. And I guess mm-hmm. you technically have to if you want to be a top model. But most of these models aren't really going to be top models. They're at the most, they're going to be working models.
Middle models. Yeah.
Middle management models. Yeah. Something like that. Or mid models if you want to get all.
Mid. Yeah.
If you want to use the slang.
If you want to get technical like us. Yeah.
Yeah. Gen Z technical. So, yeah. So Laura, this probably would not be her thing if she was going to, she did become a real model. Like her being like an interviewer and that sort of thing is probably not going to be her.
Not the cards.
Her forte. Yeah, which is totally fine. And it's not going to be Nicole's either, the interviewing. I think Nicole is good at commercials, but interviewing.
That improv aspect, really.
Not so great.
No.
For someone who has to think more about what they say mm-hmm. and she obviously is a person who likes to like mull things over.
Yeah.
Improv is not
no
the easiest thing.
That whole like, you know, milliseconds of dead air is criminal. Oh. You know, like that would just suck. Like, I know people that talk super slow and I don't mind it at all. But like you would get like reprimanded in the show business if you let any amount of seconds go. Just dead air.
Yeah. I think I have like a complex about that now. Like I feel like I try and fill every second of silence now because I'm so like.
We should start taking more incredibly awkward pauses and people will think the podcast is over or it broke and they'll stop listening. Mm. No, I'm joking.
Yeah. We should think really hard about everything that we're going to say. And
Just
keep those silences.
Rehearse it.
Into the.
Mm-hmm. In your brain.
Yeah.
Many times. And then say.
I do sometimes talk myself through what I'm going to say before I say it.
Oh, yeah.
Even on the show, like I'll like be like I write down my notes and then like on my way home from work I'm like saying in my head like what I'm gonna say.
Oh yeah, when I'm watching the episode I'm like commentating to myself.
Yeah,
I'm like, just like this will be a great thought later.
Here's one thing I'm. Do you write notes though? You don't write notes.
I don't write notes, but
I don't know how you do that.
I didn't write notes in college or high school or middle school. Wow. Really, I barely did. Only in the classes that they made you take notes.
Do you feel like you should have, or do you?
Oh, I feel like I definitely should have. I feel like I definitely should have practiced that and made that a habit to carry through life with, but I didn't. So now,
maybe you do have. I guess you probably do have better recall, though.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think I have a great memory. But I also, I don't know. When I get engaged with something, like. I definitely remember it. And I used to be one of those kids, like, if I watched a movie, I could, like, say every line in it. And, like, like, I don't know. I've always been, like, a very, like, audio-visual memorizing person. But writing helps. It definitely helps. When you write things down, you remember them. And I learned that way too late in life. And I don't practice it. But it's true. Yeah.
All right. So the teach is with Laura Spencer of Insider and they walk in and it's Anne.
It's Anne. We love Anne. She doesn't make me want to. Anne, the guy. Right.
Who are you thinking?
Anne Choquette later.
Anne Choquette. Yes, oh, sorry. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Anne. See, I remember things so well.
This example A of how it goes when you don't write notes. No, it's Ant, the comedian who I do not know.
I
have
this
no
is.
Concept for this person. They do look kind of familiar.
No, and I kept thinking
slightly.
I literally didn't know that their name was Ant. I didn't look it up. But I just kept hearing them say something that sounded like Ant, and I was like, are they saying Ant?
Yeah. That's a name that, like, if you don't see it, you're not going to be quite sure if it really is Ant
like
or
Flea.
Not.
Yeah.
But I feel like Ant is sometimes short for Anthony. So there's a guy named Ant who runs, like, a local bar here.
Okay.
I think it is, like, a common name in some cultures, or it might be just short for Anthony. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I don't know if this is his real name because he is a comedian and it could be a stage name. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just did not know who he was. I was very,
me neither.
I don't know, maybe it's just like a, he is super famous. We just don't know him. It's a blind spot for us, a cultural blind spot.
I think this was very much in the era of switching from cable to streaming services. So, you know, who knows what we were doing.
Yeah, well, he's the host of Celebrity Fit Club, apparently.
Which, whatever that is.
A show that I'd also never watched. So that would, I guess, be why I wouldn't know who he was.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, his full name is Anthony. I just looked it up.
There you go.
There you go, Ant. But yeah, he's fine. I don't know. I didn't really feel very strongly either way. He's just kind of like their stand-in, like, fake. So I mean, he is a celebrity, but in this case he's like
a fake celebrity because he is playing the part of
of people who they might interview if they were to interview celebrities. So yeah, he does a little improv with them. Nicole stares at him blankly most of the time.
Laura, I really love that.
Laura, yes, the and
Diet Coke. Yeah,
she did. I was like, Laura understands improv. I'm not sure if they even explained it to her, but she understands improv.
She got it. I love that. Yes, there is. Is there a Diet Coke in my head? Yes, there is. Magically. Yes. Can we move on from the Diet Coke? All right.
But also, I was like, that would not work in real life because there wouldn't be a Diet Coke in
their hand. But I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that because I was like, that doesn't make sense. But I was also like, I guess you could like comically derail the show and be like, get this man a Diet Coke. Like, you know, and yes, you are a star. Like, you just praise them when they're a diva.
I don't even know if that would be the right way to do it.
Yeah,
I
who knows? Yeah.
I feel like you would have to say, okay, we'll get you a Diet Coke after you answer these five questions.
You would have to. Like that. Ooh, that's good.
You have to treat them like a child. Good. You have to be like, okay, yeah, like we'll get you a Coke. Like we just need to do this one thing before you get your treat.
Oh, wow, really? That's how you treat children. See, I treat children like, okay, I'll give you whatever you want, but you got to be good later, you know?
I don't think that works.
Is that not how it works? Oh.
I don't think so. I don't really know much about kids, but I feel like that's not the way to go.
Okay,
but I don't know.
I'll think about it.
So the actual competition is very similar to the Teach. They are going to be interviewing a celebrity, but this time the celebrity will be playing as themselves. It's Jessica,
90210.
Jessica Towns from 90210.
Sure. It was Jessica,
a show that I also did not watch, so don't know too much.
Jessica didn't watch it either.
It's a reboot.
So, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, she was too young to watch it. But I was like, okay, but you've watched it since, right? Like, you kind of probably should watch it if you're going to be on the reboot of it.
Never seen it? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that was a little weird. But, so they have to interview her, but there's a little sneaky thing going on where they're going to cut the teleprompter and then they have to improvise. Past that, so
that was it was so sneaky. It was very funny until you get to Laura and you're like, oh no, she just like doesn't fucking know. She's like, are those
a long
letters
time she was like, is that actually a word that I just cannot read? She legitimately like didn't know for a second, and it really threw her off, which is totally understandable. Sad. In that case.
Like, but she took a moment. That wouldn't fly.
Cursed.
But she, you know, it's fine.
Cursed also wouldn't fly.
Oh, yes. She cursed. Yeah.
It's always a big no-no.
Yeah. But what do you think she said? Did she say shit?
I think she did say shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing too bad, but, you know.
That would have been funny. I feel like that would have been a big no-no.
I guess so, but, like, they'll bleep out both words, so like,
true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so Jennifer is so good.
She's a born
this whole week.
Yes.
Fantastic.
She should be
everything she did.
Yeah.
Was fantastic.
Moving and talking, she is so good at that. Like,
so good. Yeah. I was like, did she must have booked the commercial last week, right? Because she's really good at this.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Very personable, like definitely the most personable out of all the the people interviewing. Like, for some reason, I don't know why they picked Aaron to win. I really don't. Because they both did the same thing where when they cut the teleprompter, they both pretty seamlessly flowed into a new question.
I actually think it was pretty even between Jen and Aaron.
Really?
I thought Aaron did a very good job in the actual challenge. She was really quick. Like, she didn't hesitate. She looked very confident the whole time. Like, she didn't break at all. But, you know,
yeah, I hate saying that. Because I did not think that she had as much charisma as Jennifer did.
Okay. Gotcha.
Like, I thought that she seemed very serious.
She was
not as
more
bubbly
serious.
As Fair. Jennifer was. So that's why I thought Jennifer had the edge.
Lara herself is quite serious, I would say, as an interviewer. I don't know.
She was super, like,
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she was the exact opposite of that with Ant. She was
true.
Like,
she was just
even when
into
she
whatever.
Was
yeah.
Yeah, even when she was, like, supposed to be interviewing him as, like, a difficult person, she was, like, had this huge-ass grin on her
That's
face
true.
And was, like,
yes.
super bright and sunny.
So giant smile. Giant smile. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever Jennifer was doing was giving me more, like, she was playing the part, I think, of, like, an insider interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron just looked kind of, like, she was quick, but she was not as charismatic. But they thought she was. They did say that she was oozing charm or something like that.
It
and
came
Sunday
off
was like,
that way. That was so funny.
Sunday was like, she is not charming.
She's obnoxious. Yeah. That was so funny.
And I was like, yeah, I kind of agree with Sunday here. Mm-hmm. But
I see it.
For once. but yeah, I thought Jennifer, I really liked Jennifer. She did so good, like,
she
this
did.
Entire episode.
This was a good episode for her.
Yeah, Aaron was good. Ray, very slumpy.
Yeah, they were like, why would you sit like that? It was bizarre. Yeah. I don't know if that's a comfort thing, but she was slouching hard.
She was really bad this week.
Yeah,
like,
she sucked.
She did bad in the challenge, bad in the shoot. It was just a mess. I'm just really surprised that this is not her thing. She did so well with the Minnesotan accent last week.
She should have just put that accent on. And,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might have helped her.
Yeah.
but yeah, she just, like, I guess is not good at commercial work because I did not like either of her performances this week.
They were both bad.
I do think Nicole got, like, did the worst job just because of, like, the questions were so, like,
have you ever had kids or anything or anything
which I don't know anything
about you. You don't, do you have kids? I don't know. I didn't look you up or anything. I didn't Google you.
I don't think that's, like, a totally off limits thing to say. Is like, Andrew Hibbs, like, those were some really inappropriate questions. Like, I don't know if it was inappropriate. It was just
Awkward, stupid question.
And kind of like a non sequitur.
Yeah.
And, like, it's the kind of thing that you would wanted her to have studied up on before, and she had, because you'd be like, oh, tell me about your kids.
Yes.
You know, more so of a thing than just like, do you have kids? I don't even know if you have kids.
Yes. Yeah.
She needed to do a little bit of research, which she couldn't have done.
Right.
Because they didn't let them do that.
Right.
And then she said, you play the role of a washed up child star, which I was like, okay, but yeah, she does. Right?
She does. Like, and she didn't have a problem. Jennifer didn't seem to care. Or Jessica.
Yeah.
Jessica didn't seem to care. Jessica. She didn't seem to care that she said washed up, but the host did not like that. You always are flattering with the interviewee.
Yeah, but it's their character, not her.
I agree.
Arguing with you. But that's what I was thinking in my head. I was like, that's her character. It's like a gritty. It's a drama where their lives are a freaking mess. Like, that's the whole
thing. She starts going into her character type, too. And I'm like, oh, okay. Washed up is not that bad. Like, it's okay. She gave up her baby she's on drugs or something. Like, it's.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I was like, okay, like, that's heavy. I think washed up is fine. It's whatever.
Yeah, it sounds like it's worse than washed up. It sounds like it's
perhaps strung, like, out.
Really serious. Yeah. But yeah, that's about it. I don't know. Sunday made a really big face, pulled a face. Like, that's Sunday is really charming to me, but, like, just in general, like, I think that she would come across well on camera, but, like, her problem is that she is just, like, so
hammy,
overreactive to things.
She's way too hammy. Like, it's
and she cannot control herself.
No.
Like, her expressions and things like that. I mean, like, she just, like, it's written all over her face what she's thinking and feeling. So yeah, that's
we
her
saw
problem.
That we saw that with the jewelry at the go-see.
Yes, but, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of, I feel like that's the thing that would, like, maybe come with experience too.
Just exposure.
Since she is, like, on the younger side. But Erin wins, and she takes Ray and Jennifer to do the 17 magazine photo shoot. And that's where I'll say I thought Jennifer's photo was fantastic. So
yes, it looked so good.
Yeah, her and Erin both did a good job. But Jennifer, I was like, there she is, winning again. She's doing so well.
Yeah, no, I always think it should be, like, another challenge when they do that. They take, like, friends.
But it's a prize.
I know,
I know. I'm going to be fair.
It's true.
All right. So they get home. They get these blue boxes. Everyone's super excited. And, oh, yay, it's their CoverGirl scripts, kind of, because they're writing their own scripts. So it's not really the script. This is, I think, better, though, for them.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Being able to write their own thing. Like, that's a lot easier to memorize what you wrote.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
And even if you don't memorize it completely, you have some wiggle room with your what you say and how you say it. Because, again, it's not, like, written by the client. You have to say exactly this. So I feel like this was a little bit of an easier
I think Erin got done so fast memorizing hers because maybe she thought, I can fudge it. I'll be all right. Yeah. I'll fudge it. And it's like, when you're actually doing, like, a full-on commercial, she didn't even memorize it. She just wrote it.
She didn't memorize it. She just wrote it, said, I'm done, and went to sleep. And probably lost all the things that were in her head. Like, it's like she went to bed and, like, everything she wrote just, like, drained out on the pillow. Like,
just cleaned it out. Yeah. It was so funny. Everyone was like, that was rude to just say, I'm done, go to sleep. And it's like, well, don't worry.
Yeah, she's just gonna come back and bite her in the ass for sure. Yeah, it was definitely the thing where Nicole did the right thing, where she actually, like, stayed up and, like, memorized what she had wrote and then went to bed. Like,
it
that
sucks,
was the smart,
like,
move.
That's what you gotta do, you know, when you can't remember.
Not fun. You gotta stay up late. But, you know, if you want to actually do okay on the shoot, you gotta,
if you want to be in the play, you gotta memorize the lines, you know.
Yes. And even then, sometimes they go out of your head. So
most of the time.
Try. Yeah.
You better try.
But yeah, Nicole, and it looked like Brittany too, stayed up kind of late memorizing. All right. So next day, they go to the commercial shoot. Tiana is there, glowing.
Looking so beautiful. And just like, I fucked up my CoverGirl commercial.
I liked that.
It was great. It was like, it was a learning experience, and here's what I learned. So please learn from me fucking up when I did. Like, be yourself.
Yes.
It was cool.
I really liked that, because usually they come in and they're like, everything's going great for me and I'm such a good model. And it's like, okay, but we saw you on the show.
And
like,
haven't seen you since.
Problems.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I liked that they had her, like, or she was more honest with how it went for her. So I thought that was great.
Good to see.
And she looks great. And this made me think, I was like, I don't think this show has ever had, like, a former contestant back on to be a judge. I don't know. Just, like, a random thought that popped in my head.
That's
like,
good.
That's weird, right? Like,
wait. They haven't.
Can you think of someone?
No.
Okay. I couldn't think of anyone, like, off
the
bat.
I guess that makes sense.
But, like, other places, other shows do it, I think. Like, they'll invite, like, their most famous alumni to come back on the show.
Like,
they
a really
on
famous
Australia's
winner.
Next Top Model. Yeah, they had, like, one of the models that, like, got off the show and did pretty well successfully, came back and was a judge. And I really liked it. It's, like, kind of a nice, cool thing to do. But they've never done that on the show.
No. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they could have done it for, like, Danielle.
Yes,
right?
That's what, like, I was thinking, is, like, Danielle for
sure. Or Eva?
Mm-hmm. Or
Eva would have been a really good person to bring back.
Eva would have been a great
one. I would love to see her.
Danielle. Yeah, there's
why
wouldn't
they bring back any of their actors and actresses? Like, if Leo and Yaya had come back, like, that would have been really cool.
Yep.
But yeah, no. They
just to do
that.
A teach. They only brought back Corey to do a teach that one time.
Yeah, they do bring people back to do teaches occasionally.
Okay.
Very, very occasionally. But not as a judge. Like,
gotcha. Yeah.
As far as I remember.
No, like, I don't think they did. Yeah.
And I think that would have been cool. I don't know why they never did that. Anyway.
God damn them.
Yeah, the commercial shoot, like, I mean, I guess we could talk about what happens here, but also, like, I feel like everything I'm going to say when we actually talk
review
about.
And panel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, Laura forgets her lines. Shocking. And struggles.
Yeah.
Erin cries 4 times and has to have her makeup reapplied several times. Nigel is very kind. Nigel is extremely, like, I don't know if they edited out any mean things he said during this shoot, but he was very nice. I think Nigel's weakness is crying. I think if you cry, Nigel's like, I just have to.
He's a man. He's
I gotta help you get through this because I'm scared. Yes, yeah, scared by tears.
He doesn't know how to handle women's emotions.
We just got to make these tears go away. So,
yeah. Yeah. He was nice. He was frustrated, though. You saw him like do that thing where he looked to the camera and just like shook his head. Mm-hmm. He was not happy. Mm-hmm. But he pretty much held it together. I think he just knows too that if he says anything and is mean about it, it's not gonna help.
Nope, not gonna help. Just gonna make it take longer. And I loved also a highlight from the shoot actually was Nicole saying cut on herself and then being like, am I allowed to do that? And Nigel said, no. And I thought that was great.
That.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. She goes, am I allowed to do that? He goes, nope.
But you did. Yep. So nope, not but you did.
So we cut. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just go to panel and talk about the performances.
Let's do it.
Okay. Okay. So panel occurs.
Going to the panel. Gonna get some judgings.
Kim K is there. She's fine. I don't know. I feel like someone commented, like, you might be surprised by Kim K. I was like, she was normal. She was average. I don't know. I'm not a Kim K hater, but I'm just like also like,
oh, they thought we were gonna like be happy with her surprisingly or something. I have no problem.
Yeah, I mean, she was
Kim
fine.
K. Yeah.
She seemed nice. I don't know. I didn't expect anything like terrible from her.
I have zero issues with Kim K. I have always, always been a Kanye. No, thank you. When that happened, I was like, why?
Yeah.
But you know, he's a celebrity god, so it made sense.
Yeah, that whole thing was just like,
yeah,
I mean, it's still going on, so.
yeah, they got kids,
it's just
whatever,
mental illness, you know,
it's fine,
yeah, but anyway, I don't think everyone has it.
Nah. You don't think everyone has it? Oh, that's sad,
but a lot of people have it, and it is normal.
Those people that don't have it, they're missing out.
Yeah, that's so fun. Kanye looks like he's having a great time a lot of the time.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
I mean, he is. No one else is.
All right. So Jennifer is first, and God, really setting everyone else up for failure.
God
she
bless.
Is so
yeah, it was too
good.
It was so smooth, so smooth,
so personable. Mm-hmm. It felt like a real ad. Rarely do they have a performance that feels like a real ad. Jennifer's felt like a real ad.
Yeah, they really didn't praise her commercial enough. Like, I guess because it was first,
good.
They didn't know how bad it
the
was going to get.
Gonna be. Yeah, true. They're probably like, oh, well, you wrote it. That's probably why it was so good. No, she's just
these are all
really
going
to
be so good. Yeah.
No. Yeah. But she got it seemingly the first take. Like,
yeah.
It seemed like she just
went in
said
there
it,
and did
it, done and dusted. It was like perfect.
They definitely didn't have anything to complain about on the set.
Yeah, I just loved just so natural with the way she like tossed her hair and like turned to the side. The movements were great.
She took Tiana's advice. She was just herself. She just moved what was natural. That's all you have to do, you know?
Yeah, I've just like I want to buy whatever she's selling.
Yeah.
She's really good at this. Maybe she's just a commercial girl. You know what I mean?
Ooh,
like she's
she
not
is.
Really a high fashion model. She's just really commercial.
Do they say that to her later in this season? That she's
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Remember either, but she's shining the commercial more than anything
she's
ever done,
girl.
I think. I mean, she's done really well this competition, but she really shone here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Laura actually did a really good job, especially for like her struggles with
the
memorization.
Disability, yeah.
But she was good, I thought.
I thought she did really well.
Relative,
like
it was better than... It was better than a lot of them.
It was better
than
others, which is I think, great, like, for her. That
yeah.
If I were her, I'd be like, I just don't want to do the worst. I just don't want to do the worst, you know? And she did not. She did not.
I thought her line was the best, too. Like, I thought she had, and it, Tyra was right, like, you incorporated yourself into it, and that's, like, really key. But it was just, like, a solid line. I thought Sunday's line was, like, good, and that incorporated, like, her, like, brown eyes and things, but I thought Laura's was, like, was actually just, like, a good line, and it was, like, really, like, smoothly done and just, like, tightly written.
The small town girl.
Where she says, like, whether you're from a small town or a big city, we all want to catch someone's eyes. Like, oh, that's great.
It's good writing.
And so, yeah, I thought she did a good job.
I really like Sunday's script, but oh my God.
Yeah, we can just go to Sunday, I guess. She was very stumbly, I will say. Like, just kind of.
That wasn't even my issue with it. It was just so.
What was your problem?
You want this? Let me tell you all about this. Like, it was just, like they said, it was just so, like, salesman. Like,
They have the same problem with London. They both have kind of, like, unique voices, I feel like.
And I feel like when you get on camera, you, like, you're always going to notch up some part of you. Mm-hmm. And, like, sometimes it's that salesman voice.
Hers was unique. It was not great, but I guess it was better than Aaron and Rose,
I really enjoyed when Tyra was like looking like a freak in the side, in the, like, or looking like a creep or something from the side to begin with, because she's just standing in the corner with her chin down, like, straight
and, like,
down
looking.
Yeah,
and yeah, she was, like, looking to the side with her eyes, like, she was, like, waiting on them, I guess, to, like, say,
I feel like they could have cut that to be like,
they could have cut it. They could have cut it out. Like, they didn't need to be there, but she did look kind of hilarious.
It was funny.
I agree.
And I particularly enjoyed Jay and Tyra's just, you know, imitation.
Impression. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's got a fun voice to imitate.
It's like a hammy
it's
news
so
anchor.
Unique.
It's great.
I don't know. Yeah, it feels so like 1800s to me. I don't know, or something about it.
Oh, I think it, like, seems like 1940s car
salesman. It's
snake oil salesman.
It's that like transatlantic accent almost, a little bit, like, oh, you see, here, you see the star. Talk out of the side of your mouth.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
It sounds like that. I don't know if that's the, that's actually not the transatlantic accent, I think, but
I don't know.
But yeah, it's a thing.
I don't know.
All right, Brittany, I actually thought was better than they gave her credit for.
Yes, I agree. I think it was interesting watching Brittany next to everyone, because she definitely is robotic. When they said robotic, I was like, ooh. She is like a robot. I was like, that is what it is. She's like a robot. She's like an android, not a human.
Yeah.
Are you human, Brittany? No.
Or are you dancer? I don't know. I felt like hers was just, felt like she was selling me something else, like not makeup. She
like
seemed
a medical
too,
cream. Yeah.
That medicine or face cream is what I was thinking. Like, just the way she was talking, it just felt more mature to me, and it felt like an older person, and that's what an older person would sell, like face cream to keep you young, medicine because your joints are falling apart, and I feel like that's
medicine because you're dying every day, a little bit more.
I get the criticism. I also did not like Tyra's line. I thought Tyra's line was stupid.
What was
where
it?
She's like, she said, oh, you should say, like, this makeup, I'm a mathematician, and this makeup is 2 + 2 = 3.
Oh, 1 + 1 = 3.
Oh, yeah, 1 + 1 = 3. I was like, that
was
is
so
not
stupid.
A good line.
No, that it's was, like, I'm stupid. I wear makeup. That's what that says. Like, I don't, no.
It says 1 + 1 confusion. It says someone's watching the commercial and they're like, huh? What
wait
did that
second.
Person just say? Like,
wait
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Like, I get what she was trying to say. It's like, oh, it's so, like, fantastic or just so out of this world that, like, it doesn't even make sense mathematically. Like, it's just.
The result is insane. Yeah.
Yeah. I get, like, what she was thinking, but it's still not a good line.
Doesn't execute
to
well.
Me.
Great jumping off point, not the final line. But, you know.
Yeah, I was like, we do not take advice from people who create Smize and Dream ice cream. We take advice from Laura because she is a true marketer and writer. Yep.
Thank you.
But Laura. Tyra, no.
Sorry.
I don't think so. All right. So Nicole is next. And Nicole does pretty well.
I thought she did great.
She did struggle at the beginning of her commercial. Mm-hmm. Like her first two takes were bad. But when she got it, she got it.
Yes.
And she did a really good job. Mm-hmm. She's just really good on camera. I don't know what it is. She's just like,
she just knows how to work her eyes. I feel like, she just knows how to like be a, I feel like she just has this like hyper awareness, and that's what gets her through this whole competition of
just like
what a model is supposed to be and like exactly what they're looking for and stuff, like the things they want to see. I feel like she knows. This is what's cool about her, is that she's so weird and quirky and awkward, but she knows like what the normal, typical, like, you know, the everyday girl
she
next door
what
is
supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She just did, she had a lot of movement to her and kind of she changed inflection. It was just all very natural. And she looked geek chic.
Yes, she did. She looked awesome. So. Her hair looked so good.
Yeah, when she straightens it, it does look really nice. It looks really
all
nice.
All the highlights.
Too, but.
I can see them. Yeah, I just love her highlights. They're really nice, the little blondes. But
yeah, her with the glasses was like, oh, so no wonder so CoverGirl renewed her contract to have her advertise CoverGirl eyewear, because
she looked so good in glasses.
It looked good, and I think that like if Kim Kardashian said that geek chic to me, I feel like I would just like always think about that and be like, oh yeah, Kim K said geek chic.
Yeah, like, I'd be like, whatever, got the approval. Don't need yours.
Would be my Instagram bio, I think, for life. But not Nicole, because she's, you know.
Right. No.
Nicole.
Yep.
She's about art and stuff.
She's like smart and arty and stuff.
But yeah, I thought that was kind of fun. And yeah, she did a good job. Good job, Nicole.
Good job. Pat on the back.
Ray was, again, surprisingly bad. Just really, really
just
bad.
So forgettable. So forgettable.
It was bad.
It was bad.
It wasn't forgettable
it was also
for me.
Bad.
It was bad.
She was all hunched up. It was bad. Yeah.
And like the way she was, she was just making like weird face movements, and
it didn't make any sense. It was very incohesive.
She was flicking her eyes in places where she shouldn't have been. It was just like very unaware.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember the audio. I don't remember what she sounded like at all. I just remember it being very uncomfortable to watch her like move around, because she looked very uncomfortable.
It didn't matter what she sounded like, because her, just the way she was acting was not good.
Just like, what, are you okay? Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. And again, I'm like, really? You are just like this blonde.
Yeah.
Like you just expect her to be a little bit more.
A ray of sunshine.
But... and she's so normal in real life. But it's just like when she's on camera, she just becomes something else. And it's just, it's weird.
It's not her thing. Again, she should have put on the Minnesotan accent. We would have gotten a taste.
Yeah, I honestly think that would have been better.
Yep.
Sunday, we already talked about Sunday. Aaron, just the worst. So
God.
Bad.
It was so
terrible,
sad.
Terrible commercial.
She started crying again during panel. And it's okay to cry. It is. They say it. Tyra says it. So we know it's okay because Tyra said it. But
don't cry four times on set.
Just try. Try not to.
Try not to. Yeah. Just try not to. Sounds like a lot of work.
It really does. Sounds like a lot of time. Sounds like a lot of work. Sounds like a... really annoying. It sounds really annoying. I hate to say that. I would never be annoyed, but I'm sure if I was some high fashion editorial photographer with, you know,
or lots. Just someone who's like, time is money.
Time is money. Yes, that's
that
all.
Is not,
that's all you really need.
Yeah. She was so dejected. It was actually kind of comical to watch her commercial because it was just so sad.
The ending.
Like,
I started laughing at the
stolen
ending,
teenager who's
the
just
ending
been
made
like
me
yelled
laugh,
at by their mom.
Just, yes, it was like easy breezy, beautiful cover girl, and then she just frowns and snorts up that tear, and you're like, okay, you did it, you got through it,
boy.
I guess. Okay.
The sniff. It's like, yeah, and it's strong. Big sniff at the very end. That's
no
what
smile.
We want to hear.
Yeah, just like. Yeah. It was
just terrible. Can you do a little sob for me?
Can
like,
you
that
sob
would really
at
just...
the end?
Be perfect.
Let's make this
that,
commercial about a family member dying. How about that?
Yeah, damn. It was
rough.
Bad.
It was rough.
She just And did you see she leaned back onto like the
yes background, it was so cardboard weird background. That like was the first weird. Cut I was like was why normal, did you do and that? The second cut was her leaned up against it, and I was like, well, clearly these are two different takes, and clearly why'd she do that, like
why were you leaning up against it? Yeah, it was weird, very choice. Like, all the energy is drained out of my maybe body I and I can't even
just so tired I've been crying so much
yeah it was so much. It's a bad commercial. It's so bad.
It's rough. And she did not keep her chin down. Stupid.
No. They were not happy with that. Yeah. Oh, gosh. There was one more thing that we forgot to mention about Laura when she was like talking about when she was method acting the commercial.
Oh, my God.
She said, I'm going to be explaining to my little sister, I think it was, about this makeup. And Nigel was like, oh, that's great. It's like you're method acting. Because she said, I got it for her birthday. She was like, yeah, I really didn't get her nothing for her birthday.
That was the best. I didn't get her nothing, actually. But I'm pretending. Like, yeah, we know. I'm pretending. Yeah. Yeah, you didn't have to tell us. You didn't get her anything.
She didn't know what method acting was.
No.
She's a sweet girl.
She's so sweet.
Know what method acting is. It's fine. That's okay.
She's been out of the small town a lot.
You don't need to know that.
Yeah.
All right. So, Aaron and Ray are in the bottom. And it's interesting because I do think that they performed the worst this week.
They did. Yeah.
I think if we're thinking like across the board performance, Sunday is probably, I think, like arguably
one of the weakest.
The person that might happen, could have possibly gone home this week, but I do agree that her commercial was better than Aaron and Ray's, and Aaron and Ray's were super bad. So I don't hate that they're in the bottom two.
Yeah.
And it's just them in the bottom two.
Mm-hmm.
I do think out of the two, Aaron staying is the move because she's had so many good photos.
Agreed.
Like really, really good. Like
they were right about like, yeah, too, the print is so complimentary on her compared to the video, which that might be a lot of other details.
Yeah, I was like, is it really that she looks bad on video or is it just that I don't know she's if it's a terrible job?
I think she just was really upset. Yeah.
Yeah. But I will say, she looked insane, I thought, with her bleached eyebrows on the inside her set. I was like, this is not the look for an interviewer.
So bizarre. Yeah. It was bizarre.
She looked like she had never seen sun in her life.
She was just creepy little elf witch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
It was very golem.
Yes. Just that comes up a lot this cycle.
Dragged out of a cave. Yeah. And they filled them in for the commercial, the CoverGirl commercial. I was like, good, because that needed to be done. She looked insane.
Thank you for doing that. Yeah.
Looks great on camera, but yes. Or on like in like photos. Filmed, but it looks kind of crazy in IRL. So I do think that she has done better than Ray consistently. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm not too mad about Ray going home. I'm
not upset. I saw, when I was looking at, like, before I watched the episode, looking at the commercials, and was just like, oh, Ray goes home. That makes sense. It was time. Because I was trying to remember, like, there's always, like, this core group you remember, or at least for me. There's always, like, a core number of contestants that I hang on to, and it's usually toward the end, like, a group of the finals. And this is it. Like after Ray leaves, this is like the group that I remember the most and like think about the most when I think about the cycle.
I feel like I forget Brittany a lot.
No, I definitely think about Brittany.
I think about Ray more than I think about Brittany.
Interesting.
For some reason, I forget Brittany because she is just so like quiet and like not very.
I don't think she ever had as amazing of a photo as Ray had either. Mm-hmm. Ray's first fucking ballerina shot.
Ray had
was
like
so
higher
amazing.
Highs yeah. than Brittany ever did, I
yes.
think.
I think Brittany just middled like the whole way till the end and just stayed kind of middle, upper, you know, echelon.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, Ray going here is not
sensible.
The worst thing.
And she missed her daughter. So full circle.
They just wanted, I guess, to put that at the top, so we were like, oh good, she's going
oh good, she did miss her daughter.
So post show, I guess she took some test shots but doesn't really seem to have modeled, like she didn't do like a bunch of big stuff or anything like that. But she did get married on December 1st, 2016. That was on the ANTM wiki page. So good for her.
What a year. What a year.
That's Ray.
Nice. Bye, Ray.
You like her?
We fine. Like her. She's fine. The mm-hmm. soulless comment was upsetting, but we're past it. We've forgiven. We've moved on. I hope she's doing well.
She only really did one thing that we took issue with, and we were like, wow,
that was heavy. Like, yeah.
But she was pretty fine the entire rest of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she did pretty well in her like print photos, but they just weren't amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just a lot of strong models. I feel like if she had been on another season, maybe she would have gotten to final three.
Yeah.
But maybe here it didn't make as much sense because there are so many other strong models.
Yep.
All right. So next week we have a guest. Yay. So that'll be nice. What won't be nice is it's the second race swapping photo shoot.
Oh my
God.
I forgot.
So we will be talking, I think that's next week. I think. Mm. I think they go to Hawaii and then that happens in quick succession.
I totally forgot that happens in this season too. Okay. I knew that, but I forgot.
It's fun. They never learn their lesson. So, unfortunately.
Thank God. Makes great content. Yeah. To complain about. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. So, okay. I think that is next week. So, join us.
Join us.
fun times.
Yes.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.